specifically ExxonMobil and the Williams Company. Through a number of documents we've obtained, he has a number of investments of a potentially significant amount of money. It's in the category, his investments in those companies, of the maximum category that there is in the state so far. In the spring, they'll change those laws to some extent. We'll have a better idea. But as it stands, Larry Schwartz has significant investments, it seems, in these companies that have been lobbying New York State and have a very specific interest in the state's decision over whether or not to allow horizontal hydraulic fracturing. And also, in the Williams Company case, the Constitution Pipeline, which is a $750 million project for a pipeline that would go through the Southern Tier and connect up to another pipeline in Harrah County. In his past, Larry Schwartz had a position in government in Westchester County, and he had various investments then, some of which were disclosed, some weren't, throughout the years, at least documents that were accessible to us and the public. But then of great concern was the timing of his investments in ExxonMobil, which actually purchased XTO, a subsidiary company worth $41 billion, that's what they purchased, which has 43,000 acres of natural gas leases in New York. Unfortunately, perhaps, Mr. Schwartz's investment in Mobil, Exxon, seemed to time very closely with his position of power, first in the Patterson administration and then in the Cuomo administration, when Mobil purchased XTO and started lobbying Mr. Schwartz, among others, about hydraulic fracturing in New York State.
What kind of influence does Schwartz have on the decision-making process of whether or not the governor is going to allow fracking in New York State?
As Secretary to the Governor, Larry Schwartz is one of the key people in Governor Cuomo's administration. He has the governor's ear. He has significant managerial positions with the state commissioners and ultimately advising the governor on all of these issues and meeting with the lobbyists directly. So his position is actually very substantial. He may have a considerable amount of influence, and we are very concerned that in his case particularly, that he's giving the governor the wrong information about fracking, that our governor, who has, of course, a vested interest in looking out for the best interests of citizens across the state, is getting the wrong information and is being misled.
What's the status of the decision-making process right now? I understand that we could have a decision as soon as 2 weeks.
We could potentially have indication of a decision tomorrow. New York State is on a deadline of February 27th to finalize revised fracking regulations, which were released against the public at the end of November. We went through a public comment period, as I'm sure most people were aware, that produced in 1 month over the holidays over 200,000 comments, almost universally opposed to fracking. But the state has to finish going through those comments and then finalize those regulations by February 27th or else go back to the drawing board on the regulations. The deadline tomorrow stems from the fact that for them to finalize those regulations, they first have to put out a finished ESCIS, the long document, 1,500 pages when we last saw it. Now, assuming it's many more pages than that, would have to be finalized by tomorrow in order for them to finish the regulations on the 27th, because that ESCIS document has to age legally for 10 days before it's truly final, and that has to happen before the revised regulations could be put into place.
So could an investigation of Schwartz for conflict of interest potentially derail the approval process or at least postpone it? Or, if, as you're saying, if it's not done by the 27th, then they have to go back to the drawing board?
Well, it's an almost separate point, because there's no way that the state can release the final ESCIS and regulations this month, given the state of the review. The state's health review so far has been entirely secret and, as far as anyone can tell, woefully inadequate at examining the public health impact of fracking. For a long time now, the medical community and scientific community in New York State has been calling for that review to be released to the public and opened up for public participation and comment. No one in the medical and scientific community or the general public believes that it would be right for citizens of New York State to finalize any ESCIS or regulations before such a time. So we are very stern in calling on the governor not to finalize the ESCIS or the regulations this month, but instead lift the veil of secrecy that's hanging over fracking and bring the public back into this process.